New Testament Christianity is on the air. This gospel broadcast is designed to exalt Jesus Christ in original biblical Christianity. It is our desire to have no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. And now, your evangelist Ray Bennett of Delmarva Evangelism, Mr. Bennett.
Bible scholars, it is our desire that on this broadcast, New Testament Christianity, wherever it is being aired, it's our goal to simply exalt Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The beloved inspired Apostle Paul said in the book of Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, 1 Corinthians 2:2, he said, "For I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And in the book of Acts, when the apostles, after a period of persecution, were ordered not to preach in His name, they said, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And so I'm thankful that we still have the freedom to preach no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. I'm thankful that we're not bound to preach denominationalism or sectarianism, that we're not bound to preach to please popes, presidents, bishops, pastors, or religious leaders of our time. We can simply go into the Word and get radio time and preach to our heart's content exactly what the Bible says, that people need to take the Bible only and become Christians only. The Bible says, as Peter made these powerful statements, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he noticed he didn't say, "Thou art a Christ." He said, "Thou art the Christ." And he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He never said, "You're a son." He said, "You are the Son of the living God." And so there's no creed but Christ and no book but the Bible. There's no name but the divine, and there's no headquarters but heaven. And the Apostle Peter said on the day of Pentecost, when they asked men and brethren, "What shall we do?" His words were, quote, "Repent and be baptized." The word means immersed. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There are many people that say this just applied to that generation. This just applied to the Jews. But the Bible says in the very next verse, "For this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." We were in a revival meeting some time ago with the New Testament Church in Brunswick, Georgia. We had a few days off prior to the meeting, and we went across the marsh to the coast to a wonderful little campground over there on Jekyll Island. It was in November, and we were already receiving our Christmas cards. And Mrs. Bennett was putting the cards out on the table. And as I walked by the table in that little park on Jekyll Island, Georgia, I noticed on the front of one of those cards, it said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Bible student, this is a powerful question that each and every one of us need to ask. You need to be asked that question today. Wherever you're tuning in on this broadcast in this country or some other country, you need to be asked this question: where is he in your life that is born King of the Jews? It's exciting to look at the beautiful book of Matthew, consisting of 28 chapters. It begins with the genealogy and the virgin birth of Jesus and ends up with the Great Commission, where Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world." We have the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. And beginning with verse 18 of Matthew 1, we have clearly indicated the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy that a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son. These powerful, powerful prophecies are amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's beyond our imagination how that a prophecy would be made without the power of God and then minutely fulfilled 500 years later. It had to be God's wonderful presence and guidance for these prophecies to be fulfilled. As we think of scores of prophecies made and then fulfilled hundreds of years later, it had to be by the power of God. The odds would be astronomical, incalculable. Almighty God led the prophets to make the statements and then led in the fulfillments of these prophecies. And so when Isaiah 700 to 800 years before Christ prophesied under the Holy Spirit's inspiration that a virgin would conceive, that prophecy was fulfilled exactly to the letter. Then moving into chapter 2, we're introduced to a beautiful story, and that's where we get these words, this question, where is he that is born King of the Jews? In Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." Now as we look at Matthew chapter 2 again, following on with verse 2, the wise men said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" That's the question we're asking today. Where is he that is born King of the Jews in your life? Where is he that is born King of the Jews in your conversation? Where is he that is born King of the Jews in the time that you spend? Where is he that is born King of the Jews in everything about your life? Where is he that is born King of the Jews in the way you treat your family, in the way you treat your children? Where is he that is born King of the Jews in the way you conduct your life when you're out on the job? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? My, there's a thousand ways to get a blessing out of this question. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? But it says in Matthew 2 and verse 1 again, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." In our Bible reading some time ago, we were in the second chapter of the book of Daniel. And Daniel had been carried into captivity with a disobedient nation. The innocent many times suffer with the guilty. Daniel was innocent, but he was carried with the guilty into captivity because the nation of Israel had rejected the message of the prophets. They had turned down the last call, and now they were carried as slaves into a strange land. But there in Babylon, Daniel, the man of God, was exalted to a high position there in the nation. And interestingly enough, the Bible says, in addition to all the other blessings that came to Daniel, he was put in charge of the, quote, wise men, end of quote. And so it says in Daniel 2 that Daniel was put in charge of the wise men. He was put in charge of the magi. And so this prophet inspired of God had an opportunity to share with the magi the wonderful things that God had revealed to him. Perhaps this is where the wise men learned about the star. Perhaps this is why the wise men went to Jerusalem following the star and asking the question, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" It's absolutely fantastic how the Word of God fits together and how the Word of God is fulfilled and how that God in His providence leads men. And here He used Daniel, and now these wise men were on their way to find Jesus. They said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Then as they got to Jerusalem and asked the question, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" It says, "For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these words, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Those of you that have studied the Bible are familiar with the Edomite wicked family of Herods. They killed little children. They were jealous. They were ruthless. They thought nothing of murder. They thought nothing of killing people in their own family to retain power and political prestige and authority. And so, when Herod found out that a king was born, instantly he was in a rage of jealousy. And in hypocrisy, he even said, "Bring me word that I might come and worship him." But his desire was to do away with any competition. This was proven when later on the little boys 2 years of age and under were killed. And so this ruthless Herod was troubled. And when he was troubled with his wickedness, all Jerusalem was troubled with him. The Bible says when Herod the king had heard these words, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, He demanded of them where Christ should be born. He wanted to know what the prophets said about Christ. He knew nothing about the Bible as far as prophecy, but he sought from the ones that did know where he was going to be born. He wanted to carry out his ulterior motives. And they said unto him in verse 5, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently at what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. As we look into this wonderful, wonderful account, this true story in the Word of God, these wise men that ask the question, where is he that is born King of the Jews, gives us the text. The text is here for our message because we're asking you today, based on this message, where is he that is born King of the Jews? The wise men followed the star. And the question we ask you is, where is he that is born King of the Jews in your willingness to follow the star and in your willingness to follow the Lord? As we look back at these wise men, they came from the east. They came mile after mile after mile over treacherous terrain. Scholars do not agree as to whether they came from Persia, whether they came from Babylon, in that section of the east. But they came from a long distance following the star. They followed the star in areas of danger. Will you follow the star when there's dangerous living in your life? They followed the star when it cost them. Will you follow that star, following the star to Jesus, if it costs you? They followed and they continued and they carried on and on and on and on and on, following the star and defying the odds to find the Lord Jesus Christ. As I look back at their willingness to follow, my would to God, that people of our generation would have that kind of commitment, that kind of drive, that kind of desire to follow the star, even if it meant sacrifice, even if it meant leaving home for a long period of time, even if it meant a lot of study. We need people that are willing to follow the star. They said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? They weren't going to find him if they did not follow the star. And you'll not find him if you do not follow the star. Are you willingness to follow the star down the road of faith? Down the road of faith to believe in Jesus? Are you willing to follow the star down the road of repentance? Will you repent of your sins as you're commanded to do in the Bible? Will you follow him down the road of confession, confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Will you follow the star down into the waters of Christian immersion to have your sins washed away as you're baptized, buried in the water? Will you allow the blood of Jesus there in the waters of baptism to take away your sins? There's where you're saved by the blood. There's where you're receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's where you receive that new name. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord, is what the Apostle Paul was told in his conversion experience. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Those wise men followed the star, though it went against tradition. Will you follow the star if you have to go against religious tradition? Maybe the religious tradition of your family, of your church, of your background, of your pastor, of your bishop, of your preacher. Will you follow that star wherever it leads? As we come to the end of this broadcast today, we'll continue next week. The question is, will you follow the star? And will you ask the question? And will you be honest? And will you have enough commitment to follow that star wherever it leads? The churches of Christ salute you. Be tuned in next week. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the gospel. And as we close our broadcast today, wherever it's being heard around the world, we pray that people will respond to the gospel, follow the star, and obey the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to New Testament Christianity, a non-denominational, Bible-centered broadcast designed to promote the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism of the Word of God. Tune in next week for more Heaven High, Hell Deep, and Worldwide Shotgun Barrel Straight Preaching. Address all correspondence to Raymond S. Bennett, P.O. Box 1507, Millsboro, Delaware 19966, or call 302-542-3744.